妈妈们, 辛苦了。
Mothers, you've worked really hard.
不过刚才看到那一幕, 心里蛮有安慰,对不对?
When you saw the children singing, you probably felt a lot of comfort in your heart.
在圣经里面, 我们比较主导的关于神的形象是父亲的形象。
In the Bible, we usually see God as a father figure in the Bible.
但是在以赛亚书里面有多次的用的是母亲的形象。
But in Isaiah, it uses a couple times the image of a mother to describe God.
关于圣经的意象，也就是类比和隐喻，我有两点重要的说明。
Regarding the images that the Bible gives, I have 2 points that I want to share with you today.
第一,
First,
当我们用类比说上帝像母亲时,
when we say analogically that God is like a mother,
我们是按照认知的顺序,
we are following this order of knowing,
我们从下至上,
we work from up to or down to up,
透过人类母性的知识来理解神的母亲形象,
using what we understand of human motherhood to understand divine motherhood.
我们从熟悉和已知的领域往上移动到不熟悉和未知的领域。
We move up from what is familiar to unknown or known to what's unfamiliar and unknown.
我们要记得我们用人类的语言来谈论和理解神的母亲形象。
We must keep in mind that when we understand God's motherhood using human language and experiences,
但人类的经验并不定义和塑造神的母性。
But these experiences do not define and shape God's motherhood.
事实上,移动的方向正好相反。
And actually, the way that it is, it's actually opposite.
按照存在的顺序,我们说母亲像上帝。
In order of being, we say that mothers are like God.
我们乃是从上至下,
we work our way down.
让上帝神圣完美的母性来救赎我们人类有缺陷的母性。
By allowing the divine reality of God's perfect motherhood to redeem our flawed human motherhood.
我们从神圣的真实走向人类的现实。
We move from the divine reality into human reality.
我们承认上帝的母性是我们一直追求,但同时又永远无法完全实现的理想。
We recognize that God's motherhood is the ideal that we continually pursue, but that we will never fully attain.
在这种情况下,
In this case,
过程是一切,不是终点。
The journey is everything and not about the destination.
首先我们从以赛亚书,
First, we look at the book of Isaiah.
看见的一个图像就是战场上生产中的女战士。
The first image that we see in Isaiah is a laboring female warrior on the battlefield.
耶和华必向勇士出去,必向战士激动人热心,要喊叫。 大声呐喊,要用大力攻击仇敌,我许久闭口不言,静默不语,现在我要喊叫像惨难的妇人,我要急气而喘笑。
It says, the Lord goes out like a mighty man, like a man of war, he stirs up his zeal. He cries out, he shouts aloud, he shows himself mighty against his foes. For a long time I have held my peace, I have kept still and restrained myself, now I will cry out like a woman in labor.
准确来说,这里涉及两个不同的意象。
Accurately speaking, there's really two imageries that are being given here.
一个是战场中征战的勇士。
One is like a soldier at war.
另一个是生产中的母亲。
And the other one is a mother in labor.
我尝试将两个不同的意象结合成一个。
I will attempt to combine these two imageries into one.
就是一个在战场上生产中的女战士。
And that is a female warrior giving birth on the battlefield.
若对你的有帮助的话,你可以想象漫威电影中那位英勇善战的神奇女侠。So
if it helps you, you can also imagine this being like the movie and comic superhero Wonder Woman.
只不过这位神奇女侠也是个腹大便便的产前孕妇。
Except Wonder Woman is with child and about to give birth.
在战场上，女战士母亲。
On the battlefield, this warrior mother.
为她即将要出生的孩子与敌人征战。
It's fighting against the enemy for the sake of the child that is about to be born.
女战士母亲有保护儿女的热心和激情。
This warrior mother has a passion for protecting her children.
为儿女的利益勇猛向前。
Continuing to march forward for the benefit of her children.
用尽自己全力来奋战。
Using all her might to fight this battle.
母亲辛苦怀胎十月。
Mothers went through the pain and discomfort of being pregnant for 10 months.
忍受了多少的痛楚，做了多少产前的预备工作。
Suffered a lot of pains, making numerous pre-delivery preparations.
就是为了让儿女能够在一个最好的环境成长。
It's all for the sake of providing the best possible environment for their children to be born and grow in.
像待产的女战士母亲一样。
Like a warrior mother who is about to give birth.
上帝为了让脱罪和死亡的权势。
God, for the sake of allowing people to escape from the dominion of sin and death,
用了漫长的旧约时代来预备。
Use a long Old Testament time to prepare.
到了时候满足。
So that when the time comes,
就在新约时代差派耶稣来到世上。
In the time of the New Testament, sent Jesus Christ into the world.
受苦，最后死在十字架上。
Suffered and died on the cross.
三天后复活。
Resurrecting on the third day.
战胜罪和死亡
defeating sin and death,
与大能显明我们这些信靠他的人可以重生
and through his might showed us that those who trust in him can be born again,
成为神的儿女有属神的新生命
becoming sons and daughters of God and have a new life in God,
与上帝神圣完美的母性相比
compared to the perfect and holy motherhood of God,
我们人类的母性有许多不足和缺陷
Our earthly motherhood has many shortcomings and flaws.
无需质疑母亲有充足的热心和激情。
Undoubtedly, mothers have sufficient passion and enthusiasm.
时时刻刻为这儿女的益处着想。
Constantly thinking about what is best for their children.
拼命奋斗。
Fighting with all their might.
要给他们提供最好的环境条件。
In order to give their children the best possible environment.
母亲是那么的坚强。
The mothers are so strong.
以致有人说不要再说女人是水做的，要说女人是水泥做的。
That someone once said this, that we should no longer say women as being composed of water, but we should say that they are composed of cement.
只是在什么是最好的这个关键问题上。
But the key question is this.
无论是母亲或是子女。
Whether it's mothers or children.
我们都没有神的全智和全能。
We do not have God's omniscience and omnipotence.
因此很多时候我们都是根据自己极为有限甚至有错误的知识和经验来界定什么是最好的。
So a lot of times we use our limited and even misguided knowledge to determine what is best for our children.
以致我们只是在儿女身上重复上一代在我们身上所犯的错误和不足。
And so we repeat the mistakes that we saw the last generation make in terms of raising our children.
我们也没有神的全善。
We also do not have God's all goodness.
因此很多时候我们父母口中所说的为你好。
So when parents say that this is for your good,
其实是为了满足自己的私心和虚荣心。
It's actually to satisfy their own selfishness and conceit.
只有当父母与孩子都以什么是神看为好的成为我们共同目标。
So only when both the parents and the children look to what God considers to be best and set that as our common goal.
也成为我们的共同的标准。
And become our common standard.
人类母亲才得以被救赎。
Is earthly motherhood redeemed.
被神的母亲形象重新塑造。
And is reshaped in the image of God's motherhood.
在维护下一代的职责上
In the responsibility of protecting the next generation,
我们今日在座都是女战士母亲。
All of us present here are warrior mothers.
站在同一个战场上。
We're standing on the same battlefield.
在抗衡人类堕落罪性以及种种不符合圣经的属世潮流。
We're fighting against the fallen nature of man and the many cultural changes that are anti-biblical.
要知道青少年事工和儿童事工不是独自抗战。
We must understand that youth ministry and children's ministry are not fighting by themselves.
乃是与成人的事工连成一线。
But must be linked and united with the adult ministries.
齐心同心根据的圣经的教导 孕育出属神儿女的形象。
Working together to shape our children to be more and more like the image of God according to the Bible.
这意味着不只是我们的儿女需要学习圣经。
This means that not only do our children need biblical education,
我们做父母的也要给儿女做榜样。
That those of us who are parents, we must become a model for our children.
追求学习圣经，追求神的母亲形象。
Learning the Bible, pursuing the image of God's motherhood.
我走过的桥比你走过的路还多，我吃过的盐比你吃过的饭还多。
The approach of saying to our children, I have walked over more bridges than you have roads, and I have more salt than you have had meals, meaning I have more life experience than you.
这种说法套路本来就不能真正赢得下一代的心。
This saying and approach cannot win the hearts of the next generation.
只有当儿女看见父母不双重标准。
It is only when the children see that the parents are not holding to a double standard.
也在努力成为一个合神心意的父母时。
But are working to become parents that might match God's will.
儿女才会心服口服。
Only then will the children be willing to obey.
至少嘴硬心软。
Or at least be softened in their hearts, even if they might still mouth off.
圣经给我们看见第二幅的图像。
The second image that the Bible gives us.
也就是温柔安慰孩子的母亲。
Is a mother gently comforting her child.
母亲怎么样安慰儿女，我就照样安慰你们。
As one whom his mother comforts, so I will comfort you.
女战士母亲彰显的是一份女性的强悍和坚毅。
The warrior mother represents the strength and perseverance of a woman.
听的人在此要留心，我说的不是强势和顽固。
Listeners, beware, what I'm saying is not domineering or stubbornness.
这节经文给我们看见的母亲形象是女性的温柔。
And this passage shows us the feminine tenderness of motherhood.
安慰人从来都是轻声细语的。
When we comfort someone, it is often in a soft, tender voice.
不会是女战士的大声呐喊。
And not with a warrior's cry.
比较男性，女性的温柔更像是与生俱来的。
Compared to many men, the tenderness of women appears to be more innate.
也是当时社会广泛期待女性拥有的特质。
And is a characteristic that is expected of women in that culture.
若神是女战士母亲的类比，给读者出人意料。
If the imagery of God as a warrior mother surprised the readers,
神是母亲温柔安慰儿女的意象。
Then the image of God as a tender mother comforting her children.
是意料之中的唤起人性的共鸣和文化的共识。
That image is in line with expectation, resonating with humanity and cultural understanding.
以色列人因为犯罪，神管教他们，好像管教儿女一样。
Because the Israelites sinned and disobeyed God, God disciplined them like parents disciplining children.
神在他们接受管教之后，像慈母一样温柔地安慰他们。
But God, after disciplining Israel, He also comes like a tender mother to comfort them.
上帝给儿女的安慰总是出现在关键的时刻。
God's comfort to his children always come at critical moments.
什么是关键的时刻呢？
What is a critical moment?
就是成年儿女为自己的选择和决定承担后果，学到功课后。
It is when older adult children have learned their lessons from consequences of their choices and decisions.
但又在他们过度沮丧以致越不整前。
But it's before they're so depressed that they completely collapse.
我们为那些能够做住实际安慰儿女的母亲感恩。
We're grateful to those mothers who are able to seize those opportunities to comfort their children.
他们不会过度保护。
They're not overprotective.
以致他们让儿女学习独立依靠神。
But they allow their children to learn to be independently dependent on God.
让儿女为自己的人生向神负责任。
And that for them to be responsible for their own lives before God.
我们当中有许多姐妹是单身的。
Many of the sisters among us are single.
独身的。
Celibate.
结婚还没有孩子的。
Married without children.
或是婚后一直不能有孩子的。
Or ever after marriage have not been able to have children.
我从你们身上看见神的母亲形象。
And I still see in you the image of God's motherhood.
你们总是愿意陪伴有需要的人。
in a way that you are always willing to accompany those in need.
你们的陪伴本身就是一种的安慰。
And your companionship is a comfort in itself.
谢谢这些姐妹们。
Thank you to those sisters.
神给我们看见的第三幅图画。
The third image that God allows us to see
就是个永不忘记孩子的母亲。
Is a mother that never forgets her child.
西安说耶和华离弃了我主忘记了我妇人焉能忘记她赐奶的婴孩不连续他所生的儿子，既或有忘记的，我却不忘记你。
But Zion said, "The Lord has forsaken me; my Lord has forgotten me. Can a woman forget her nursing child that she should have no compassion on the son of her womb? Even these may forget, yet I will not forget you."
开始的时候，我说过类比，让我们可以从人类语言和经验来理解和认识神。
At the start, I said that analogies allow us to understand and know God through human language and experiences.
问题是我们这些有限有缺陷的人如何谈论或理解伟大无限完美的神呢?
But the question is, how do we, as finite and flawed people, talk about or understand a great, infinitely perfect God?
这段经文给我们提供一个出路。
This passage offers us a way.
就是透过否定上帝是什么来认识上帝是什么。
As to know God through denying what God is not.
传统上我们称为否定神学。
Traditionally, this is called apophatic theology.
或者是反面神学。
Or negative theology.
上帝完美无限的母亲形象是有缺陷的人类母亲形象的反面。
God's flawless mother figure is the opposite of the flawed earthly mother figure.
经验告诉我们也有人类母亲会忘记她的儿女。
Experiences tell us that there are many human mothers who forget their children.
有的忘记到学校接孩子。
Some forget to pick up their children from school.
有的逛街购物时丢下孩子。
Some leave their children to go shopping.
有的落下婴儿在车里造成悲剧。
And some leave their infants unattended in the car, causing a tragedy to occur.
有一种忘记是刻意的。
There's a kind of forgetting that is deliberate.
也就是经文里面耶路撒冷的以色列人，也就是这里所说的西安，称这种忘记为离弃。
And that's what Israelites of Jerusalem here called Zion, they say forsaken.
我们也知道有母亲是狠心抛弃孩子的。
We also know that some mothers abandon their children out of spite.
有的是故意忽视孩子的需要。
And some deliberately ignore their children's needs.
无论这种需要是物质上或精神心灵上的。
Whether these are physically, emotional, or spiritual needs.
这种的忽视形同离弃。
This is akin to abandonment.
若离弃和忘记是不称职母亲的形象。
If being forsaken and forgotten is the image of an incompetent mother.
而很遗憾的在世上有这样的母亲。
And if unfortunately we have such a mother on this earth.
即便是这样负面的经验。
Even in such negative experiences.
神也能用它来正面的让我们能够认识他。
God can use this to positively help us to know him better.
所以神能够在这里说既或有忘记的我却不忘记你。
So God can say, even these may forget, yet I will not forget you.
感谢上帝赐给我们称职的母亲。
Thanks be to God for giving us competent mothers.
他让我们在世上有限度也有程度某一种程度的体验到上帝那无限完美的母亲形象。
These mothers allow us to experience, in a very limited capacity, God's infinitely perfect motherhood.
我们也感谢上帝赐给我们不那么称职的母亲。
We also thank God for giving us imperfect, even neglectful mothers.
他们的缺陷不足让我们可以认识神那完美无瑕的母亲形象。
Whose flaws allow us to recognize God's flawless motherhood.
今日是母亲节。
Today is Mother's Day.
我们纪念已经离世的母亲。
We remember our mothers who have been deceased.
我们更要借此机会感谢在座的每一位母亲。
We also want to take this opportunity to thank every mother here.
不论是亲生的母亲。
Whether it be biological mother.
继母。
A stepmother.
养母。
An adoptive mother.
或是属灵的母亲。
Or a spiritual mother.
谢谢你们成为我们的女战士和安慰者。
Thank you for being our female warriors and comforters.
谢谢你们不离不弃的爱。
Thank you for your unwavering love.
最重要的，谢谢你们让我们看见神的母 亲形象。
And most importantly, thank you for giving us a view of God's motherly love.
最后，让我们一同来朗读这篇祷文，作为我们的结束祷告。
Finally, let me read this prayer as our closing prayer.
我们会先读中文，然后再读英文的。
Okay. We'll read in Mandarin first, followed by English.
好，请大家起立。
Please rise with us.
亲爱的上帝，我们有那么多不同类型的母亲，在用他们的爱和关怀来祝福我们。
Dear Lord, there are so many kinds of mothers who have blessed us with their love and care.
我们的亲生母亲，她们以各种方式孕育我们，为我们操劳。无论我们现在是多大年纪，她们在我们心中永远占据着特殊的位置。
Our own birth mothers who carried us and labored for us in so many ways, and no matter how old we may be,will always have a special place in our hearts.
我们的养母和继母，他们受事残局的任务并不容易，他们的成功也因所付出的努力显得更加光荣。
Foster mothers, adoptive mothers, and stepmothers whose task of picking up the pieces is not easy and whose successes are the more glorious for the effort involved.
还有所有其他坚强圣洁充满爱心的女性，她们教导我们，培育我们，鼓励我们，指导我们。
And all the other strong and holy and loving women who have taught us and nurtured us, encouraged us and guided us.
父神，感谢你赐给我们如此多母爱，愿你祝福那些用他们的生命来祝福我们的人，愿我们成为他人生命中的祝福。奉主的名， Amen.
Thank you, Father God, for all the mothering we have received. Bless all whose lives have been blessed ours, and may we, in our turn, bless the lives of others. In the Lord's name, Amen.
Amen.